Hey, everybody. Simon Rattner here. Before we get to the podcast with Robert Glasper, Taylor McFerrin, and Justin Tyson, members of the new super band R plus R equals Now from St. Lucia, I first wanted to make a couple of announcements. First of which, we are extraordinarily excited to launch a brand new concert series, The Checkout, that is, presenting the drummer Justin Brown. You might know his work with Thundercat, Flying Lotus, Ambrose Akimusiri. Well, he's finally debuting his own music with his own band he calls Niusi, which means black in Swahili. The party taking place at New Blue June 29th. He also invited his DJ friend from LA, Brainfeeder artist Mono Polly, to join the proceedings. Obviously, the Checkout will be there and we will be capturing this incredible night of music. We hope to see you there. There's another fabulous event happening later this summer, the historic Newport Jazz Festival, that is, and you can join us, WBGO, for the only straight-to-the-gate way to reach the Newport Jazz Festival. Take the WBGO bus, departing from Manhattan and Boston all three festival days. And guess what? R plus R equals Now is going to be there, along with Bad Bad Not Good, Rudresh Manhathapa, Marquise Hill, the trumpeter, and many, many more. Tickets and information at wbgo.eventbrite.com. And also a quick note before we begin the show. The Checkout normally prides itself on its high-level production quality with pristine audio by our guests. Our interviews with the members of R plus R equals Now happened in a rather noisy environment with the jazz festival going on. These musicians are extraordinarily busy, and so we were fortunate to just get them in the first place. So please keep that in mind, and thanks for checking in. Stage at the Soleil St. Lucia Summer Festival. The official debut performance of R plus R equals Now, or is it R and R is Now, RRN. What is the name of the band, Taylor McFerrin?
Yeah, it's R plus R equals Now. We've all been kind of calling it R&R for short. I have a feeling that's what will stick, but it's R plus R equals Now.
And you are reflecting and responding to what?
Just everything that's going on in the world these days. We're going to be having a lot of clips of us talking about just the world and how crazy it's getting and what we can do to, you know, just bring some positive energy through how we're all vibing with each other on stage. This band for me also is a lot about growing as an artist because I really look up to everyone in this band. I've been a fan for a long time. We've collaborated on various levels over the years, but this is a new space for me to be able to do a full tour and an album with all these cats and really try to stretch what I'm capable of.
Well, this is by far your most high-profile band in your career, and it's not even close.
Well, I haven't been in that many bands the last couple of years since I did this, been doing solo tours, but yeah, I've never been in a quote-unquote super group where you know, everyone in these bands does has solo albums and solo shows that people are checking for. But it's cool. Everybody in the band is not thinking of it that way. We're all just trying to find some new spaces that we can go to with this configuration.
Now, this is a very synthesized configuration, more synthesized. I mean, even Christian Scott, Tunde Ajua, has some electronics. Yeah. So everyone is playing electric.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the main vibes I'm trying to bring. I do a lot of sound design. I always design all my own sounds. But I also feel like this band's gonna be in a totally different place after the tour than now, because we booked the tour and Blue Note got really excited about the personnel, so they booked a studio time and we went in and we just recorded an album in 4 days. People brought in sketches of ideas. Most of the songs are one take. It's funny, even now we're like remembering the songs that we record in the studio as we're on stage. by the end of the tour, we're going to probably have stretched this stuff out really far.
Well, Taylor McFerrin, you are a phenomenal sound designer. I'm especially very impressed by some of your recent music. Let's talk about your sound design specifically.
For the most part, I'm usually playing Jupiter 6. I have a Oberheim Expander, a Moog, Voyager. I spend a lot of time just making my own sounds. When I'm on a track, I just flip through everything, but then I'm running it through effects. By the time it's on a track, it's probably going routed through a couple things.
Now, are you like a filmmaker? You record your own Foley? Those are your original sounds that you cultivate?
Yeah, I only ever use sounds that I've designed. I've always been a beat maker, producer first, more than a player. So that's part of the way I can get my vibe on a track, regardless of if I'm playing something really simple or not.
So what's the sound effect that you're most proud of that you created?
There's a song on the album coming out with R plus R called Her Equals Now. That's just me and Derek Hodge and Amanda Seals, the actress that people might know from Insecure. She did an amazing poem, and the whole track is Derek doing loops and then me doing like 12 layers of synthesizer stuff. People should check that one out if they want to hear some of my sound design.
Well, let's listen to Her Equals Now. We're talking to Taylor McFerrin from the Soleil Summer Festival in St. Lucia.
See, strong women disrupt politeness in the way of purpose, and then we make lames nervous, so they say we masculine. Try again. Strong women keep it 100 and got you mad because you ain't seen it coming, because we still get underestimated, though our kind can create life right around our stomachs. Strong women are not ladylike to folks who think to be a lady, you must be liked. Strong women are not for everyone. Strong women are everywhere. Strong women don't give a damn if you don't like our hair. We out here holding signs, reading signs, redesigning how we've been defined, and we bag, we fly, and we dope, and we fine. And we come home, come out our bra, take our cape off, and unwind with a glass of wine. Honey, laughing our way through the naysayers, body waving through the bullshit. Our strength, step up and step in to replenish it. We are solid because we are the bridges that make this world connect. They say all day, I want a strong woman, but know this, a revolutionary woman's love will not be won passively. So if you want a strong woman, you better come correct.
Her Equals Now, featuring Amanda Seals from Insecure, the supporting actress. Beautiful spoken word, thoughts about being a strong woman. Taylor McFerrin with the 12-layer sound design. Derek Hodge with the beautiful bass work all over it. You guys started out the set here in St. Lucia with a Herbie Hancock tune. I can't help but hear Herbie Hancock all over this set. Is that like a reference point? I mean, obviously, Terrace Martin has been touring with Herbie Hancock and is producing his new record. Is that the meeting point where all your minds are like, yeah, Herbie, that's the reference?
There was definitely no discussion about that. I think kind of the joining of, you know, Fender Rhodes drums and bass with some synthesizer work and then some vocoder stuff, you know, that those layers, there's definitely been a period in Herbie's career where that was kind of the soundscape. So I can definitely understand how you would hear some of that.
So take us to what you hear in Terrace Martin's evolution as a vocoder artist, because I feel like he's like opening new doors in the way even that instrument can be played.
There's a track on the record called Colors in the Dark, which is my favorite Terrace Martin vocoder track I've ever heard. I told him after he finally cut that, I was like, yo man, you got a classic song on your under your belt.
Do you see what I see? Colors in the dark. Do you see what I see? I could hear Terrace Martin all over that. I feel like, you know, his melodies, like, correct me if I'm wrong, the melody and change of tone, I have to imagine Terrace Martin wrote that too, right?
No, that was Derek Hodges' tune. He basically wrote chord changes in the synth line that I'm playing. We actually had a different chorus over that for a while, the one we did in the studio, and then Terrace brought that one home and added a different vocoder take. But yeah, that's Derek's tune. But I mean, most of the tunes on the record are like started off with the changes and the idea from one person in the band, and then the second half of the song is an improvisation. But that initial part on Change of Tone is Derek Hodges' tune.
With Taylor McFerrin here at the Soleil Summer Festival here in St. Lucia, we'll hear Change of Tone, which was the debut single from the release that is coming out June 15th. And coming to celebrate Brooklyn, June 22nd, and then July 13th, going to be at the North Sea Jazz Festival. The checkout is going to be there too. And then August 3rd, the historic Newport Jazz Festival. No time to waste time. Life's short. Don't dream of the past. It's gone. Love wins over hate. Let's fly high in the sky. You and I, all alone. Different tone. Different tone. So Taylor McFerrin, where is another track on here, one more track where your DNA is all over it?
Well, the song Awake to You is the tune that I wrote. It actually is a really old song of mine. There was like a pre-release EP for Early Riser with three tracks, and there was two songs in there that didn't make the record. Awake to You is originally from that, and I brought it to the table because when I made that, I had Rob in mind, but that's before we ever really played together, so it's cool that we did that on the record.
Now, when did you meet Robert Glasper, and when did how did the official invite to join the band?
I met him a good 7 years ago. We're in the same world in New York, so I heard he was kind of asking about me with a couple mutual friends like a long time ago, but the first official invite to play with him was the year he won the Grammy for Black Radio. He did a show in LA at, like, I forget the name of the spot, the Roxy or something like that. You know, I was just honored he hit me up to open up for him that night. And that was when it kind of felt like we were becoming homies a little bit. We officially collaborated on my song Already There on my album. So yeah, that was our first kind of musical jam, or, you know, on record moment. It was last year this band basically did a one-off show at South by Southwest, and that was just like for fun. He hit us all up, and I think that just had such a vibe that turned into this, a record and a tour this year.
Awesome, man. Well, Taylor McFerrin, thank you so much for joining us here on the Checkout from St. Lucia, and congratulations for being in this incredible band, and you're going to have an incredibly busy summer schedule. It should be an adventure for you.
Yeah, for sure, man. Good talking to you. I'm not afraid to
Robert Glasper joins us on the checkout from WBGO.
We out here,
and
baby.
You, and you remember, I produced your first real for WNYC. You remember
right.
that?
I do remember that. Yes, I do. Yep. That was years ago.
I remember seeing you in the Jazz Gallery with three people there.
Man, exactly. Jazz Gallery and the Up Over Jazz Cafe. I used to play those, and you know, it would just be me and me, Damian Vicente, and the bartender and the waitress, you know, something like that. But it's great. I love the journey, you know what I mean? And I love the fact that I get to go travel the world now and people singing along the songs that I was writing back then, you know what I mean? And knowing those songs, you know what I mean? So it's nothing better than that.
And, you know, like that song, like A Little Tipsy, it had the Glasper thing. Yeah. You found your sound early in the game.
100%. And, you know, it's funny, I found it once people started telling me about it. I didn't know I had a sound until people started being like, telling me like, hey man, I was at a rehearsal and they said, hey, I want that Glasper thing, the Glasper sound. And they would come tell me, somebody said that. And I was like, really? You know, somebody had to tell me I had a sound. You don't, having a sound is not something you come up with on your own. You don't know you have a sound until somebody tells you you have a sound. Because you could think you're original, think you have a sound and no one else knows it, which means you don't have a sound. You know what I mean? But when somebody kept telling me, people kept coming up to me saying, I want that Glasper sound. They was like, wait, I have a sound? That's awesome. But it sounds only, and it's something I worked at. It's just that I never ignored my influences and where I come from and how I grew up. You know what I mean? So I just put everything in there. You know what I mean? I give everything its respect in each genre. I learned jazz genre. I learned bebop. I learned hard bop. I learned R&B. I learned hip hop. But when I write music, I write from my heart. And I think that that's where everything started, you know what I mean?
In the world that we work in that are filled with militant jazz police and,
right.
you know, all this stuff, like,
right.
we're trying to get past all that. We're just trying to make music, beautiful music.
If militant jazz police were in charge of electronics, we'd still be putting quarters in phones. There would be no cell phones. There would be no, you know what I mean? Like, those kind of minds don't, you know, they stop the world from living and breathing. You know, everything is made, rules are made to be broken, and you keep going. You know what I'm saying?
And everybody in this R plus R equals now band is plugged in. Every single person, except for Justin Tyson.
I love everybody in this band, man. They're just great, and it's all open minds. You know what I mean? It's all open minds, and we're open to receive it. And that's the whole thing. To keep the world going, you have to keep creating.
So you made a tribute album for Nina Simone with Lauryn Hill.
Yep.
And so you've been thinking about Nina Simone's music and her career. And it's kind of interesting if you even look at Nina Simone's trajectory, right? Like, she's like way more respected now than she was at any point in her life.
Now they're like, oh, yeah. I mean, people like that, you know, people, genius minds, you're not supposed to get right away. Because if you could get it right away, you'd be a genius. You know what I mean? Genius minds are far beyond what we can see, you know, that we catch up to them. You know what I mean?
So when you heard this Nina Simone, take us to the moment you heard this Nina Simone quote, or did she say it in a film? Where did you hear it that made you think about the name for this band?
Well, the music that we came up with, when I did this Nina Simone tribute album, I saw the documentary. In the documentary, she said, how can you not be an artist? How can you be an artist and not reflect the times? You know what I'm saying? That was her statement. How can you be an artist and not reflect the times? You're not doing your job if that's the case. You know what I'm saying? We mark history. Writers and artists, we're who people look back at to understand what happened in certain periods of time. You know, journalists, all that. Writers and great writers and journalists and artists, that's how you dictate what happened in the time period. You know what I mean? So when she said that, reflect the times, I was like, yo, you know, when you reflect something, it's now, what's there, it's happening now. And then if you respond to the reflection, you have no choice but to be now. You have no choice but to be relevant if you're just responding to what's happening.
I've been traveling the world. Feel like Peter, I'ma go a little bit further. Thank you.
combining with Terrace Martin, that just seems like I don't even know. Like, he's just gonna give you the most beautiful melodies on a platter.
Yeah, and me and Terrace Martin and Keon Harrell met in jazz camp when we were all 15 years old. In Vail, Colorado, that's where we met. You know what I mean? So I've known Terrace for so long, and I watched him go through through his whole thing of...
You knew him before he tried to pawn his horn.
100%. Exactly. Exactly.
When he was actually gangbanging and stuff.
Yep, and when Keon was calling me collect, he didn't call me collect, but he was calling me on the phone, and we were having jam sessions over the phone, playing Giant Steps and playing all these songs. Literally, he would call me over the phone, and we have a jam session, me and Keon. I would have the phone on my shoulder, playing on my piano, and he'd be taking the solo. I'm like, check this new thing I found out, you know, and we every week, you know what I'm saying? He would call me a few times a week, and we'd jam over the phone, because we just love to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's something we just loved. We really loved music, and there was such a passion for it.
So you almost knew then when Terrace Martin was blowing up and with all the Kendrick Lamar stuff and, you know, building his own thing. Then he got into Herbie's band, yep. Which almost seemed like a parallel universe for you. It's like he's playing with your idol.
Well, this will happen. This is what happened. When Good Kid, Mad City came out, Kendrick Lamar's album, I called Terrace because Terrace did a bunch of stuff on that album. I said, I have to be on the next record. Whatever the next record is going to be, please get me on that, Terrace. And he was like, cool. And then he was like, Rob, I need to plug with Herbie. So I plugged him with Herbie. I called Herbie and I said, hey, because Herbie loved the Pimp a Butterfly. Once Terrace got me on the Pimp a Butterfly, and I'm on 9 songs of Pimp a Butterfly, I opened up for Herbie and Chick. They're playing duo in China.
Are you playing the piano on Complexion too?
Yep.
Because that's you hear Glad. That's you. That's your sound. Glad. That is your tune.
Complexion. So what happened was that my album covered, my trio record. I did that in L.A. The night I did that record, Terrace called me. He's like, "Are you in L.A.?" I was like, "Yeah." He said, "Can you come by the studio when you finish your record?" I was like, "Cool." I took an Uber after my record covered, went to Dr. Dre's studio where Kendrick was there with Terrace. I went there to play for the song on the song called For Free on the Pimp a Butterfly album. I played that, but Kendrick was right there watching me play. He was like, oh man, it's amazing, blah, blah. And he kept pulling up songs and being like, hey, play what you hear, play what you hear. And he did it for 9 songs in a row. I sat there and played on 9 songs, play what I hear. Complexions came up. Thundercat was in the studio. He wrote that song. He came in, showed me the changes. I played it. Once the song cut off, I kept playing. And I kept playing to change the voicings, the sound. And I saw Kendrick in the glass, and check it out. So I kept playing by myself. And you could see him in the booth looking at me like, keep going, keep going. And I played for like 5 minutes by myself. And when I got out, he said, oh my God. He's like, yo, I'm going to bring in a different drum beat, and I'm going to rap in a different voice. But what happened was he put a different drum beat on it, and he got Rhapsody on it. And now you see all the stuff, the great stuff that's happening for Rhapsody, literally because of that, Pimp a Butterfly. And it was all because I just kept going. I just kept going. And Kendrick was down for that. That's what makes him like a jazz musician's MC. You know what I mean? Because he's very in the moment.
Tupac, keep your head up, when did you stop? Love and die, color of your skin, color of your eyes. That's the real blues, baby, like you met Jay's, baby. You blew me away, you think more beauty in blue, green, and gray. On my Solomon up north, 12 years a slave, 12 years of age, thinking my shade too dark. I love myself, I no longer need Q-Putt. Enforcing my dark side like a young George Lucas. Light don't mean you smart, being dark don't make you stupid. A frame of mind for them busters, ain't talking woo-ha. Need a paradox for the paradox, they tutored. Like two tides, LL, you lose 2 times. If you don't see your beautiful in your complexion, it ain't complex to put it in context. Find the air beneath the kite, that's the context. Yeah, baby, I'm conscious, ain't no contest. If you like it, I love it, all your earth tones been blessed. Ain't no stress, jigaboos wanna be. I ain't talking J, mm-mm, I ain't talking B. I'm talking days we got school, watching movie screens. And spike your self-esteem, the new James Bond gon' be black as me. Black as brown, hazelnut, cinnamon, black tea. And it's all beautiful to me. Call your brothers magnificent, call all the sisters queens. We all on the same team, blues and pyrus, no colors ain't a thing.
I was in the studio with Herbie. Herbie had hit me up and asked me to help him produce his next record. You know what I mean? So I've been in the studio with Herbie, blah, blah, blah. And Herbie was like, I love this album, To Pimp a Butterfly, man. I love the album. And he was like, I love that sound. I was like, well, my boy who produced a lot of that would love to meet you and work with you. So you might have a hook y'all up? He was like, man, please. So I called Terrace to come to the studio with me and Herbie, where Herbie was with me. And that's how they linked up. So Terrace hit me with Kendrick, I hooked him up with Herbie. You know?
You have an old school phone.
Oh yeah, man. It's a flip life, flip phone life. I'm off the grid, baby. Hashtag me though.
So are you on social media?
Nah, no social medias, man. I'm off the grid completely. I'm trying to be. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know, it's about balance, man. Like, I'm a big proponent of having balance. I'm not opposed to it, but just see people on it all the time and kind of takes control of people's lives. And I hate to see people think that they can't do without it. It's weird. You know what I mean?
And that's interesting because everybody in your ensemble, R plus R equals now, is plugged in. They are all using technology one form or another, except you.
I'm using technology, just not like modern technology. You know what I mean? It's all technology.
You know what I mean? We just finished the debut performance of R plus R equals Now in the Caribbean island known as St. Lucia, the Soleil Summer Festival, rebooting itself and showcasing its jazz roots in its 26th installment. And one of the headlining acts was R plus R equals Now. And we're speaking to the drummer of this outfit, Justin Tyson. Thank you for joining us.
No problem. What's going on?
So what's up, Justin? Like all the other dudes people know around the world, they have their own albums. How old are you anyway?
I'm 31.
Okay, so you've been doing your thing.
Yeah, I've been out here.
You've been mostly with the Robert Glasper Experiment though over the years.
Well, just last year I started playing with them, but yeah, before that I've, you know, just been running around playing, being a musician, running around New York, running around the world playing drums, you know what I mean? But yeah, I started playing with Robert like last April, this May.
Okay, so then how did you get roped into this project? Why do they think you fit this part?
I have no idea. I just got an email one day that asked me, do I want to do it? And I was like, yeah, sure. But
And did you know like what the full band was going to be?
No, I had no idea. I didn't have any idea really what it was until we got in the studio. So I knew it was going to be cool. But in terms of like what the music was going to be about, what the intentions of the band are, I didn't know anything until we got together.
So then when you arrived at the studio, did it feel like, as a, you know, did you hit the lottery? You're like, oh my God, what's going on right here?
Yeah, it was really, really organic, really unique as well. Because everybody has such a unique personality on their instrument off it.
Well, what is that background? Who is Justin Tyson?
Well, I grew up playing in church, gospel, till I was 18, till I moved and went to Berkeley. And then at Berkeley, you know, I got into jazz and then I moved to New York. Started getting into some other stuff, some electronic stuff, a lot of hip hop, and then kind of meshed all those things together to trying to develop a sound, you know what I mean? Which I'm still working on that.
Well, you sound great on this new recording, R plus R equals Now. You have a couple of drum features here. Let's just go with actually one of the baddest tracks on the record called Resting Warrior, which I feel like the band is kind of
channeling Herbie Hancock circa 1975, yeah. Man-Child.
Yeah, there's some stuff in there. I mean, I guess it's kind of because most of the tunes are kind of, you know, straightforward. This is kind of the musician's tune, you know what I mean? For us, too, because it's fun to play.
Yeah, it's not all about, like, vibe and, you know, making people feel good. This is like...
For us, man, this is our tune.
Equals now Resting Warrior, and you said it's the musician's tune.
Right. Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I mean it's the tune where we play the head and we solo. Especially the interplay with me and Derek is a lot of fun because it's odd time signature and it's very syncopated and it's cool to kind of lock in with him in that sense. You
know? And what is the time signature just so we can count it?
I think it's at 15. Like anything though, I break it up. I'm not counting at 15. And it makes it easier to stretch on and play with the bar line and all that cool stuff. I'm counting 8 and 7, that's how I'm counting.
So take us to the DNA of a song as you remember it in the studio, like how it all came together. Pick a song.
For Resting Warrior, Robert played the hit. We figured out the little B section and then we played it. It was one take. We played the song one take and that was it. It was done. That's how most of the songs went. We would listen to it, okay, blah, blah, blah. Play it and that's it. Done. Next.
And did you know you all nailed it in the studio when it was done?
Pretty much. Yeah, it felt good, you know. And there wasn't really any text where it was kind of like, you know, you get that initial thing on wax, you know what I mean? That's the point. That's the point of being, right? Equals now, you know what I mean? Not equals 10 texts later. This is the take now. You know
what I mean? And what does it feel like? Are there endorphins running in your body? Is it a natural high? What do you feel after you do something in one take?
We listen to it, it's like, wow, yeah, that's what's up. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's strange because you don't feel, it feels differently than how you felt when you were playing it. But it's always cool to know that when everybody's on the same page, it's like, don't fix it.
So who in the band have you not played with?
I never played with Terrace. I never played before this band, I never played with Terrace or Christian. But yeah, that's the thing about this band. It's like everybody gets along so well, even though this is some of our first time playing together. I think I only played with Derek once before, and I played with Taylor a long time ago when I first moved to New York. But yeah, everybody is so cordial and there's mutual respect for everybody on stage that we all get along. You know what I mean? It's cool.
That's crazy. Well, you've hit the lottery. You have an incredible summer schedule ahead of you, including hits at Celebrate Brooklyn coming up, and then followed by the North Sea Jazz Festival, where we're going to be there. I'll probably see you there, Justin. And then also at the Newport Jazz Festival, not counting all the other millions of dates in Europe and everywhere else in the world. So thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Hey, man. Have fun, man. We'll be right back.
special shout out to the musicians featured on today's show: Robert Glasper, Justin Tyson, Taylor McFerrin. And definitely, if you want to read a little bit more about my thoughts on Collagically Speaking, their new album on Blue Note, you can go to our website at wbgo.org. And when you're subscribing to the podcast on iTunes and Stitcher, make sure to give us a review while you're there. Follow us on social media at Checkout Jazz. That's our Twitter handle. I'm at Simon Rettner on Instagram. The Checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out.